pardon the cheese, but I believe with every little inch of my soul and my human being is that my overall purpose right now is to be like the old king, to help others seek out and pursue their personal legends, whatever it is, you know, someone like you desires to accomplish in life. What's going on? You're listening to episode 91 of the Perspective Podcast, and I'm your host, Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective. This show is about carving out time to build something for yourself. I want to share what is and isn't working for me, along with sharing my guest point of view. This platform also allows me to cast a spotlight and celebrate those creating big waves in the community through interviews and a weekly dose of inspiration in the outro, so stick around to the end because it could be you. And oh snap, we got ourselves a sponsor today. That's right, this episode right now is brought to you by our good friends over at Retro Supply Co. Retro Supply, if you don't know, is the leading provider of Illustrator, Photoshop, Procreate, and now upcoming Affinity Design resources to make your work stand out in clicks or drags of your mouse or stylus. So, I got something for you. Use promo code SCOTTY20, that's SCOTTY20, to save 20% off all of their design resources like brushes, actions, textures, and fonts. So I've currently have been jamming to their Blackmagic Halftones Procreate brushes. Like, I've been using it pretty much on almost every one of my pieces over the last month or two. And you can always see me sharing the process on my Instagram stories. So again, that's perspective_collective, kill the vowels. But this code also works on their insane bundle kits like the I Want It All Photoshop brushes and the I Want It All Illustrator brushes, and even on sale items to get additional savings. So this pretty much works on everything on their site, excluding the I Want It All bundle, because they got to make some profit somewhere. So take advantage of these savings and elevate your work in a few clicks or a drag of your mouse by visiting retrosupply.co. All right. Again, those have been massive. If you follow me on Instagram, follow my stories, you see me always showing how I use these in my artwork, and they just make a tremendous difference. You can find the show notes of this episode in a long blog post format that's SEO friendly over at perspective-collective.com/91. And if you found value in this episode, please consider supporting the show by becoming a pledger at patreon.com/perspectivepodcast. With as little as much as your weekly cup of coffee, you can help this show reach more people while continuing to help me improve the quality and bring on more help. It means the world to me. You have no idea what just the smallest amount will do to help this show get to the next level, especially with all the time I pour in outside the day job. And what also helps the show grow is by sharing the show on social media, subscribing, and leaving a rating review on Apple Podcasts. I can only read US reviews, which is bogus as hell. However, I've been having people take screenshots and sending them to me, especially if you're in the Facebook group. You know, send me that. That way I can add it to the queue, however, and make sure I show you some love at the end of each episode. Let's get into today's topic. So we're doing something actually pretty different. I haven't done anything like this before. I tend to be a bit of a bookworm, but I prefer to binge audiobooks as I can listen practically anywhere. After spending June and July re-devouring all the Game of Thrones books, I felt compelled to next revisit The Alchemist. And this is by far, hands down, there's not even a close second. This is definitely my favorite book, and it has made a pretty big impact on this creative side quest I've been on. I think I heard the book from someone like Kobe Bryant or Will Smith mention it, that it was their favorite book as well. So, you know, I had to check it out because I really look up to them. And after reading it for like the 100th time, I felt compelled to give you, the listener, the Scotty Russell special summary, and I do my best not to spoil any of it. So I'm going to start off by just giving you a super quick overview of what this book is about. So to start off, there's a young boy named Santiago who loves to travel and wants to be in control of his life. He decides to become a shepherd despite his father's wishes for him to become a priest. One day, he dreams of a buried treasure in Egypt by the pyramids. As he tries to decipher what these dreams mean, he makes acquaintances along the way, especially with one of an old king. The king states that his dream of treasure was all a part of his personal legend. Santiago spends years pursuing his treasure and his personal legend. He deals with waves of adversity along the way, as it seems there's this invisible force trying to deter him from finding the treasure as he gets closer to his goal. Eventually, Santiago not only reaches the treasure, but he also realizes how much he's grown on the journey. Overall, looking back on it, it wasn't solely about finding the treasure after all. It was all about the transformation along the way. And while this book is fiction, the author summarizes what I feel is a blend of the hero's journey, law of attraction, and the overall pursuit of your dreams. The Alchemist parallels the grit and tenacity you and I must conjure within ourselves to seek out our creative potential. Furthermore, the story informs us of the adversity and the unforeseeable forces we're gonna deal with along the way, whether you like it or not. The following are the four main ingredients of the secret sauce for pursuing your own personal legend. So get nice and comfortable, buckle in, and let's set out on a journey, you and I, to uncover that buried treasure with you. All right, before I dish up the first ingredient, I think we need to answer, what is a personal legend? Now, what is it exactly? And later on, I'm going to do my best to explain what I believe is my personal legend during this phase of my life. Essentially, a personal legend is one's destiny. It's identifying your purpose and having the desire to become the greatest version of yourself. Pretty simple, right? So now that we got that out of the way, let's dive into the first ingredient. Number one, don't believe the world's biggest lie. During the old king's explanation of what a personal legend is, he insists that Santiago not believe in the world's biggest lie. And the old king says this: at a certain point in our lives, we lose control of what's happening to us, and our lives become controlled by fate. That's the world's greatest lie. And so to me, this means that we believe the lie that we have the inability to choose and be in control of our own personal legends. And sadly, many people operate with this mindset that they can never catch a break and that the world is always conspiring against them. They end up passively existing and they don't allow themselves to pursue their dreams. This used to be me. It's so easy to see the world as a threatening place, and the more you view it this way, the more the world will mimic your beliefs as your thoughts attract your reality. So many of us often are afraid to let ourselves dream, which restricts us from discovering the path we're supposed to find. We are afraid of becoming one massive disappointing failure. At least I know that's how I operated for the longest time, you know, and that still lives in the back of my head today. So instead of taking control of the wheel, often we choose to settle and become the passenger in our own vehicle. Truth is, the only thing holding you back right now is yourself. Any obstacle or hurdle you face along the way is just another stepping stone to uncovering your personal legend and the treasure within you. There's a path laid out for you, but you have to know what you want and pursue it. Which brings us to ingredient number two. Know what you want. And this is something I ask myself all the time, but I want to ask you. What do you want in life? And can you visualize yourself achieving it? It's extremely hard to take the necessary steps to pursue your personal legend if you don't have a fucking clue about what you want. Easier said than done, I get it. Not everybody has a crystal clear vision of it, and I don't always either at times. But one of the most powerful quotes from the book is, when a person really desires something, all of the universe conspires to help that person to realize his or her dream. And thinking about this quote after reading this book, listening to it a million times, it always puts me in check. And it makes me ask myself, like, how badly do I want this? How badly do I want this podcast to succeed? How badly do I want to get myself out of student loan debt that I took on, you know, private school? How badly do I want to be able to provide and get to the point where my wife can work from home? You know, I want to provide that. So if I kind of want it, I'm going to kind of see some results. I used to think the law of attraction was honestly a crock of shit. Yet books like The Secret, E-Squared by Pam Grau and Think and Grow Rich have showed me the power of visualization, positive affirmations, and just completely focusing on something that you want. And by equipping these things in my mindset, I can make shit happen. And I got everything linked up to these over at perspective-collective.com/91. So I want to challenge you now. What is it you truly want or desire to achieve in life? Write it down and place it where you can see it each day. Speak it out loud to yourself every morning and evening. Make a game plan on how you can attain it and chase it down like an absolute savage. No doubt you're gonna face adversity along the way, but that's all a part of the game. Once you know what you want, it's time to watch for the omens and trust yourself to follow them. So ingredient number three, follow the omens. All right, so now you're in control of the wheel and you have a destination in mind. In order to get there, you have to pay attention to the signposts of life. Keep in mind, as I help you visualize this and wrap this metaphor around your mind, there's no Google Maps or GPS device, okay? So when pursuing your personal legend, be aware and follow the omens along the way. They are guiding you to your treasure. And omens will eventually abandon you the more you ignore them. And especially when you refuse to pursue your personal legend. At least this is what the king says in the book. And I kind of believe it. So early on in the book, again, the old king informs Santiago about the omens he'll encounter on his adventure after he tells him about his personal legend and the treasure. And as he follows the omens, they lead him to befriend the right people who help provide him with food, shelter, and a source of income along the way. Now, I want to parallel this to you and myself. We have creative career omens. So in terms of your creative career, you might be missing some of the everyday omens that come across us. So omens can operate in terms of engagement, analytics, repetitive questions your audience ask, milestones, opportunities that land in your lap, or things like recognition. So here are some examples you may notice. Say you're putting out a specific style of work you enjoy and are good at cranking it out. The engagement slowly starts building behind it. To me, this is an omen that you should pour more gasoline on the fire and do more of what works. You have no idea where it could lead. Imagine you constantly have people asking you the same patterns of question like, what pen or program are you using? What books do you read the most? How do you approach pricing a mural and what supplies do you use? Or simply, how do you build an audience? For me, these are some of the questions I get asked all the time, especially in the onboarding newsletter or in the Facebook group. Okay, I take notice of these repeating questions getting asked. And instead of me taking the time to answer them over and over again like I used to do, I began recognizing these patterns and I started making resources for them. And this has allowed me to save time, provide value to people, and potentially monetize it in the future. So let's get resourceful, literally. So what I do when I get these repeating questions is I build resources. I've built a resource page over at perspective-collective.com/resources that showcases every tool I use, every book I recommend, and other assets like blog posts and tips and tricks I've used to elevate my own game that I want to break down and share to you. My goal is to provide a one-stop source for folks like you to reference that is also filled with Amazon affiliate links. So I show you what I use and I give you a link to go get it and I get a small sliver of percentage of anything that you buy from those links. So it's not a lot, but in the end, basically I'm providing you value and it's giving me an opportunity to monetize my time as well. It's a win-win. I often get asked about programs, brushes, or design kits I use. I'll then build resource files for them in the Perspective-Collective Facebook community. You know, it's just another thing. I notice these same questions going on, so I'll build a resource file right there within the group. You can make these files, and you know, if new people come to the group asking these same questions, yo, I got files built for you. Again, saves me time and provides value. And then I also have them editable so other people can add to it. So we constantly have these ongoing resources being built. And finally, I continue to get the same questions pertaining to selling products, doing freelance, sharing your work, and overcoming comparison. From here, I'll source the most common questions and I'll build episodes and content addressing them. Or better yet, I'll seek out guests who are more qualified to speak on the subject, especially more recently on selling products and building an email list of One Vibe that was a couple episodes back, but I can then redirect people like you to those resources or those episodes, which again, saves time and provides value. So as creatives, we have to train ourselves to look out for these omens and act on them. Ingredient number 4 of the secret sauce of personal legends is making a choice. Later on in the book, Santiago crosses paths with the infamous alchemist. During their conversation, the alchemist delivers a heater of a quote. And he states, "There's only one way to learn. It's through action. Everything you need to know, you have learned through your journey." So Santiago's journey has always been based on the choices he's made, from choosing to become a shepherd, then to taking risks that could mean the end of his life. Above all, though, he always took matters into his own hands. Even though it could be easier putting the decision in someone else's hands, doing that always comes with a cost. So think about your creative career. It's filled with choices and dilemmas you must face daily. Things like, are you working on your craft each day and staying consistent in sharing your work? Do you get up early or stay up late to meet a deadline? When you fail at a task, do you wave the white flag or do you use it as a lesson learned? Remember, you always have a choice, especially in responding to adversity. During his journey, life constantly threw catastrophic curveballs at Santiago. He was robbed and faced the threat of death on multiple occasions. Each time, he could have given up and gone back to tending sheep. However, he chose to see chasing his personal legend as an adventure. He knew that each hiccup was a part of the resistance he had to overcome to find that treasure. Chasing down your dream isn't gonna be a cakewalk. If it was easy, everyone would be happy millionaires and there'd be no struggle. Truth is, there's beauty in the struggle. I know you've heard that before. It's the shit we overcome that leads to the sunshine, like back in episode 58. To make things happen in life, you have to make a choice. Take ownership and respond accordingly. Try not to dwell on your decision and move forward. I'm guilty of this all the time. Like, I make a choice and in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, maybe I should have veered left instead of going right. But you got to realize there's always plenty of more decisions you'll need to make along your path. All right, one decision isn't going to screw you over. As I wrap things up, I want to drive home the fact that the universe wants you to win. Earlier, you know, when I was talking about what a personal legend was, I told you later on I'm going to try to define what I feel my personal legend is during this phase of my life. So after reading this book again for the millionth time, it really made me sit down and reflect on, like, what is my own personal legend? What is it I truly want in life right now? So pardon the cheese and lack of originality, but I believe with every little inch of my soul and my human being is that my overall purpose right now is to be like the old king, to help others seek out and pursue their personal legends, whatever it is, you know, someone like you desires to accomplish in life, creatively, to be more specific. Due to multiple back injuries, playing college football, herniated disc, bulging disc, I got into coaching pretty young. There was always something super powerful about playing a role in helping someone take their game to the next level. And this love for coaching evolved into my love for being a creative cheerleader, in quotation marks, with my art, writing, speaking, and podcasting. Don't get me wrong, I'm still selfish as hell, and I live for the glory, the affirmations, the spotlight. Like, I thrive in the spotlight. However, I realize I'm just a small role player in the grand scheme of things. I second-guess myself and my abilities on the daily. The inner critic within me is always trying to convince me that what I have to offer is meaningless. Like, every day, that little fourth grader who got tormented back in the day is trying to convince me I'm a worthless turd and that I'm not doing enough. I don't have a remedy to rewire myself not to think this way. However, I've trained myself to read the omens. And the omens that I've learned to tune into are the engagement I get when I share my work online, the podcast analytics, and the love people like you send my way, and the love and support you show me on Patreon and the reviews on the podcast. That like, it means the world to me, and it helps the show keep going and growing. Other omens are the spontaneous opportunities that continue to show up when I'm in a pinch for money and we're stressed out on how are we going to pay this bill quick. And something out of nowhere just comes and lands in my lap, and I'm able to make it happen. Another omen is just the insane amount of joy I feel when someone tells me they found their groove in their work and the podcast has helped them get there. Like, that means everything to me. And to me, these are all omens that let me know I'm on the right path. Each day, I'm a little more focused on exactly what I want in life. I'm still figuring that out. But the more I believe that the universe wants me to win, the more and more these opportunities seem to come my way. And the more and more amazing people like you that get introduced to my life. It's all about relationships to me. And this book is a constant reminder that chasing my personal legend is not easy. It will never be easy. It's got its highs and lows, the shit and the sunshine, but the bumps in the road are necessary for the growth along the way. So the four ingredients I share with you today are what I believe make up the secret sauce to finding your personal legend. And just to repeat those again, especially if you're taking notes, I would love to see your notes on this one. But one, don't believe the world's biggest lie. Two, know what you want. Three, follow the omens. And four, make a damn choice. We all have a personal legend waiting for us, but it's up to you to find the treasure within. And that, my friends, is the Scotty Russell special summary of The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. The audiobook has an amazing narrator, but if you like the good old-fashioned way of reading books, then it's still totally worth your time. Again, I realize this book is fiction. It's not real life. I totally get it. But it's filled with so many truths as we're all in pursuit of our personal legends, aka through our creative careers. That treasure could be the gift we have within us that could help us work with amazing people, create work that matters, that makes a difference, that can allow you to provide for yourself and your family as well and more people around you, okay? Everything. This is so much bigger than yourself. And the main thing I want you to take away today is that the universe wants you to win. Everything I just gave you is just ingredients to that secret sauce to equip you with that mindset to start believing it and thinking it and speaking it each day, especially if you have that little inner critic that runs rampant inside you like I do. It's important to have these mantras, these personal affirmations to speak to yourself like you are the shit and you are capable of making things happen in your life. So whenever I feel like I'm sliding into another funk, I usually turn back to this book, okay? It always lifts my spirits. Adversity is all a part of the journey and the universe wants you to win just as much as I do, all right? I'm a creative cheerleader and I don't even care if that sounds weird. And one day I'll have an Audible sponsorship, but until then, I got this book link on my resources page. Again, perspective-collective.com/resources, saying that weird, but again, anything purchased off that resources page goes a small sliver into going back to me where I can put it right back into the show. Moving on to this week's dose of inspiration. I keep going on tangents and rambling, but this episode means a lot to me. I hope you dig it as well. Again, tangent, this dose of inspiration this week goes out to my local Iowa brother, Ben Haggerty of Ben Real Verse World on Instagram. Ben was actually on the podcast back in episode 61, and he has an incredible story. Currently, I gotta hype this dude, and I love to brag about him. Currently, he is the main videographer and content creator for, drumroll please, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't know if you've heard of them, but yeah, that's my homie, my local friend. Before, when he was on the show, he was doing work for Schoolboy Q, Lil Dicky, Mary J. Blige, Chris Brown, and EA Sports Madden in the past. His Instagram, though, is so dope. It's stuffed with incredible next-level edits of some of the biggest stars in the game. Like right now, he is on tour for their U.S. Lega tour. He was over there for their international tour. Now he's back home. He also hosts his own podcast for content creators called Black with No Cream Podcast. His infectious personality on his stories mixed with his skill set is going to get this dude far. Like, he's one dude I know who's going to be famous one day. So again, Ben Real vs. World, love you, brother. Let's talk about the Facebook community real quick. This is a longer monologue episode. If you're looking for accountability, a place to share your work, people to collaborate with, give and receive solid feedback, get access to resources that'll elevate your creative game, then I encourage you to check out the Perspective-Collective Facebook group. We have a thriving community popping off right now. We would love to have you be a part of the family. We recently just eclipsed over 400 members, and I've only mentioned this on the podcast. So if you listen, you think it's right for you, join it, be a part of this community. It's something special we got growing right now. And if you're enjoying what you hear and you want to support the growth of the show, I have a few ways you can make that happen. The first is by becoming a Patreon backer at patreon.com/perspectivepodcast. Again, your pledge not only helps support the growth of the show, but I do my best to hook you up with some rewards, so it's a win-win, and I'm always open for feedback. The second way to support the show is for you crypto heads out there. In the show notes for each episode, I'll have addresses for Bitcoin, Ether, or Litecoin donations if you prefer to go that route. And finally, you can subscribe and leave a ratings and review over on Apple Podcasts. It not only helps the show get discovered, but it gives me an opportunity to give you a nice little thank you plug like this week's rating and review. And this is from my homie, Josh Griggs, who runs the Instagram lettering account Type Yeah. Okay, it's a feature lettering account. Definitely check this one out. But Josh says, Scotty created this podcast to help creatives to confidently pursue their creativity from a personal and business perspective. Through his passion of art and creativity, he runs through the creative process and shares his experience with you, and is literally an open book resource for whoever is committed to helping themselves creatively grow. Josh, thank you so much. I can't wait till we can link up one day in person. That would be dope. And as I wrap things up, I want to give a huge thanks to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, and my show notes editor, Paige Garland. I could not do this without you too. And a huge thank goes to Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope theme music you hear on this show. Check him out at SoundCloud or on Instagram at Bluka. That's B-L-O-O-K-A-H. And as you finish off your week strong, I want to continue to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.